door coming. That's why I did you hear it?
No, I don't know much about that, but I can't.
Oh, Cecil was making his best share of the money.
It's supposed to have been on a share basis, see, and they said Cecil was getting all the money and Bill Wynn wasn't getting it, feeding Bill. Anyway, I know they wound up and they had a bunch of pipe left over, and Cecil was wanting to sell that, and Bill Wynn got it back and said he wanted to get a little something out of the deal. And he got the black pipe down. They had black pipe, I believe.
Yeah.
So Lightning and I needed some, you know, black pipe, and his man was able to pay the cash for it, you know, $1 million, but he still able to pay for it over in Bedford. So they bought it, 700 feet of it. Mm-hmm. And Bill made a remark, you know, on what he got out of the welfare business. He got out and he down in the sporting goods business now, making good money.
Well, I never
he
tell you.
Pretty smooth boy, old Bill Wynn is. Pretty good old boy.
Some of them may have taken him for a little ride down there.
They did. There's no question about that.
But he still made money.
Yes, sir. Sure he did.
Now, he had melons in my back pasture there, and he made more money. It was a good season.
That's right.
He made more money back there on them melons than I've made back here the whole time I've been here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, he don't do that every time. And he had a lot of expenses. There's no doubt about
that's
that.
Right.
He didn't farm cheap.
No. He put stuff there and taken care of them.
Yes.
That's right.
And he paid the boys and put plenty of them out there.
That's right. And he seen after cropping of them, they say he hit one of them lucky years, just like Cockle did out there, while John and Frank and Frey, while they made enough to Cockle pay for that place of his out there. They were $40 to $50 an acre for it.
Yeah.
And the watermelon crop, you know, and John McCray and them made Cockle enough in making a crop and harvesting to pay for it.
Yeah. Well, now, Bill Wynn just had enough of it, I guess.
That's what I think. I think he'd been cuffed around and moved about until I just figured the boy, you know, got to get out.
He just needed to get out.
I don't blame him, in other words. It looked like, you know, getting worse, you know, dealing with people, and it looked like the more you do for them, the more they expect to do, they want him to be the Santa Claus all the time.
All the time.
You know what I mean?
You
the man,
know
he
they
finally
did.
Get fed up with it, his nerves.
Yeah.
There's something to get enough of it.
Yeah.
And so I think it was a good idea for him to get out of the deal and turn it back to his pa-in-law, you know, which was really the owner of it, you know, and let him do something with it.
Yeah.
If he's still a kind of a young man, Bill, he getting a little age on him though now, Bill Wynn. He's not a young man.
Yeah.
And time for him to do something though, not stay with that thing and get as old as old man J.K. was, you know. That's his wife's daddy's daddy, in other words, stayed in there for years.
Yeah.
Just like old Sasha. Just handed right on down.
Yeah.
But Bill, he'd had enough. He wanted to do something else.
And
he liked the sporting good business, and there's a good margin of profit, and it's kind of enticing, in other words, and new changes being made.
Yeah.
It's incentive and a challenge, in other words, for him to look for something other like that.
New place, he doesn't have to deal with all them old ladies made him the executive of the will.
That's right. And he had to do all of that kind of business, in other words. That's a use. You know what I mean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep the church going.
Yeah. Keep it all worked out. Keep all this town and stuff, you know, straightened out. He don't have a commission.
And you know all the dead down there. I got to hearing some of them talk down there, and they had all cussed Huff and Wynn.
Yeah,
like they was McIntosh and all that countryside was run for that benefit, you know. Well, I didn't know about Mr. Huff, but I was pretty certain that Wynn didn't get anything much out of that countryside.
Huff, he really didn't too much. He come down to the truth about it. Well, either one, both of them, I reckon, contributed more. That is, supporting, you know, more land, also financially, than what they were doing, see? Because they wanted to tear down, and they kind of wanted to benefit the town and wanted to build up a little bit.
Yeah.
But a few of them people know what they didn't want anything to come in. They didn't want this, that, and other to happen, and this, that, and other. And something got out, as you said a minute ago, why they wanted legal advice or something, you know, why they go to Bill Wynn to get that, in other words. They wanted a little money or something, they'd go to Huff and try to get it from him.
Yeah.
And he'd helped them out, see?
And who was the old senator there in the Baptist church?
The old L.K. Yeah, he's another.
Old Bill Wynn left, and I don't know what Mr. Huff's doing. LK is sort of weakening. He don't have the energy he used to have.
No, his health is bad. He got that sugar diabetes.
Well, that's shameful.
A man has
got around as much as he has. He ought to stay healthy, oughtn't he?
That's right. But he just, I think maybe it's overdone it, and he just taxed his system so until he just used up, the old saying is.
Did you ever have any dealings with him?
No.
His daddy?
No, he didn't have any dealing with his daddy.
No.
Well, he's all good friends of my mother and father. His daddy, in other words, was an LK.
I
knew him, in other words, and I supported him when he got, you know, getting elected, in other words, and we was in school together, and I've been knowing him, in other words, but I mean, far as any dealing with him, I never asked him any favors, or asked him any help politically wise or financially, or nothing like that. I never, you know, asked him any favors or anything of that kind.
Yeah. Well, he's a little out of your beat over there.
Yeah. That's right.
You got a nice community there. You don't hardly have to get out of it if you don't want to.
No.
Where do you think you're going to start, Evan, with the hay business?
Well, I told Aaron I wasn't wanting to find out because, of course, it'll be before she gets ready because we got to mow hers and then let the grass come on. But GP wants to help me with that route. It'll be about 3,000 or 4,000 bales of that, see. Not the heck before.
Yeah.
And he's gonna fertilize it, and then Elbert want all of it next time, see.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But he'll pay for, you know, for the work, you know, baling it.
Yeah.
You
don't care which way that is.
No, it don't matter to me. But then Gypsy says he got that 25 acres where he turned in the hot garden and said if you want to, we'll work it together. And he says, the idea is I want to get that shed built, but the Morgan boy won't build it. I got to have some place to put some hay.
Yeah.
You got to have shed room to put hay.
Well, if he's going to store it this year, he better get them going.
That's what I said. He sure had. And that's what he's saying. Now, what it looks like, may have to get you to help tear it down. May have to get you and old Duplingham out here to work on Saturday and put it back up. You know, just like we tore it down on the pole.
Yeah.
You know, telephone pole, you know, Chris with the pole. And it got the raft, in other words, already, you know, made together. The purlin, you know what I mean? The rafter with a, what's it called? A purlin in there, what's it called? The one that tied together.
Yeah.
Tie beam, I reckon.
Yeah.
And you put sheeting on it, in other words. We had to tear it off, in other words. Nail a 2x6 sheeting back on it.
Yeah.
And go ahead and put the tin back on it.
Well, it's just a matter of getting to it. Getting,
that's right. But he done moved over, and he said he needed to have some shed room, in other words. And he said eventually he may carry his cow over there, in other words, and use his cow over there on that ranch. Let George have the deal over him.
Yeah.
He gets back from out there off his honeymoon. He's out there in that mud country with that girl seeing some of the rich people.
Yeah.
His wife people.
How big a place is that, his old place there?
It's not too big, about... I don't know, I'd say about 80 acres, but it's not too much yet cleared.
Yeah.
About 25, 30 acres cleared.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Well, he doesn't...
Hammock land and bull.
He never has needed
bull,
much land of his own. There's always so much
that's
more
right,
around
no.
there.
They bought this... That's the best he got is this place right here, south side on the right, where you got the cattle now.
Where?
Right here, south. What's that thoroughbred farm? Old Dr. Lee's. They call that thoroughbred, or what they call
that
it?
That is it. No. What was that?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I believe they call it. Don't know what it is, thoroughbred.
That first one you come to?
Yeah.
At Standard Bread Station?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And GP just this side on the right. You know, right, it's on the left, and GPS is on the right there, the Hereford cattle.
Yeah.
Now, they got the Angus cattle with the man on the left there.
Well,
he got 40 acres there, and I put that fence around it, in other words, the GP. He and some niggas helped me.
Yeah,
he got a 6-bob, you know, GP has there, but here, 6-bob bar.
Yeah.
Put 6. But I told Larry, that man
six.
Got 6 strand. I said it'd been cheaper to put the American. Well, it's nearly 9:00. I got to go. I'm all staying until 10 or 11 tonight.
You gotta get
Andrew,
going tomorrow.
What you doing here? Just marching out on us like that.
I got to get on the job and wait till Helena.
Oh.
He probably walked down there now since he's done booking as long as Benny's acting on that
you
little
know,
car.
I'm sorry.
I told Ed, maybe he'll come down in that Lincoln Continental and bend it up.
Ed,
I said, I doubt if she's going to let him come down in her car.
Hadn't he been out in the country much yet?
No, I don't think he has. He just felt, you know, unconcerned, unpulpable. He's supposed to be smart, but I mean, far as horse sense, why? He's lacking a little. Of course, I didn't recommend,
you know,
recommend him or nothing like that, but you see people that way.
I don't care how much money a man's got been in an axle and all the steering gear and all that sort of thing.
He said, then you have to, you know, let him come get it and take it to a cow. Well, he's charging $25 for a record. Come pick it up, imagine.
Yeah.
Get it to a cow.
So he'll just take his medicine.
I guess he will and learn something, in other words, maybe not go around through the pasture. But that's the reason I quit mowing. I mowed about, 15 acres, I guess.
Why do they need all those fences, all that fencing? What's the good of all? You don't need so much of it.
Well, he wanted to side his pencil, the whole thing when he's into it, and let it go, and just have one big water trough up there. And, said it may be a year or so before he gets in the cattle, he's going to, you know, kind of go slow on it. And he doesn't know what he wants to do yet. And he told Eddie he could put his cows in there.
Yeah.
And that's when Eddie said, well, I'll have plenty of Pensacola to hair now pretty shortly since the rain started. Well, it started to head out, you know.
Yeah.
They get a little picking out of, you know, like tussle, you know, with a little thing, you know, sticking up about that high.
I don't know what it is, but I'd think of that just pure protein.
Yeah, it is. It's good for them. They have to work a little bit to get enough to kind of fill the stomach. But it's good for
them. That's all they got to do.
And I told Larry, I said, well, as far as what he got in here, the weeds is untaken, in other words, that old bit of weed or some other old weed, old poor man weed, I think they call it.
Yeah.
And he did have a little bit of that, that tall toe. You know, it goes about like that in spots. But I says, your cow to get a good little picking in him with this native grass and carpet grass and scattered around. But I says, that mowing, in other words, I wasn't going to tear up my machine in there. Even if you did pay $5 an hour, in other words, for me and the machine.
I wish.
I got to mow my pastures, but I'm going to fertilize mine this month, my Pandora. Then, July, and I want to get that over there fixed, and I'm going to put some of that crisscross over in that 10 acre. That girl, she wanted to buy it, but I think I'll keep it another while longer. We know you need to sell it.
Sell it what?
Piece of pop door in front of her house. Maxie would like to have it.
I wouldn't sell anything, no.
Maxie would like to have it. He's been said he wanted it. Give him a chance at it.
He don't need it.
But the only way he wants it, he wants to confuse her, and it's right there, you know. Be right in the middle of her hole, you see. She's the one that needs it, but I'm not going to give it away. You take people now, in other words, they expect you to do something, in other words, for a little nothing, because you can tell them.
Yeah. Now, who is that?
Max is kinfolks. J.C. was his nephew. His nephew's wife, and she married his chamber boy.
Oh, I see. And they want
the 10 acres, 11 acres, what it is, but the highway takes up an acre.
Yeah.
The greater road. It's right in front of her house.
Uh-huh.
I had corn 3 or 4 years. You can't make any money off of corn. I haven't made anything off of that corn 2 or 3 years. Although 1 year I got about 2 tons an acre. But you take your fence together, in other words, and making a crop and putting the fertilizer and hide the ammonia into it, you might as well fertilize grass more than set it for hay.
Yeah.
You'll make more money. I know I can do that.
Yeah.
I know it'll turn out 1,000 bales of hay, that's $1,000. And
uh-huh.
I think $400 or $500 the most I ever made off of on corn.
You know, Max is the one that got me started on this dog fennel. I told you about that.
Yeah.
I had tried this 2,4-D on it before. And I found what it did, it just takes a couple of hours and it'll nod. That's what any of it will do. That's the way it works. See,
uh-huh.
Those are hyacinths or any of it.
Suffocates it, yeah.
Makes it grow and something, it just nods. Well, next day, it stand up straight. That's the experience I had before. Well, this time, I thought, I'll just hit it 2 or 3 times. And I did that, and the second time I hit it, it just about knocked it. And I've been playing along with it. I haven't had much time.
Well, you talked to Polky Richardson or Walter about what he used in that bottom down there?
No.
Ask Walter what he used. He used regularly one of these sprays, you know, where you spray the tomatoes and the watermelon and stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a novel thing.
Yeah, but
and he just, you know, like you're putting out fertilizer.
Yeah, I don't need that.
But that's what he did in that bottom note. He had the tank note. All he had to do was put 500 gallon water in it and put that stuff in there. I don't know what he ever put in there.
Yeah.
But he's up there on Tennessee the Union and told him to come up there and look at here.
Yeah.
He had about 500 acres there on that edge of Leavis Lake.
Uh-huh.
And that rich land, though, I'm a dog pound tall in this season.
Yeah.
You couldn't see the cows out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the stubble got so thick and all you're afraid he's gonna pump your tires when it went over the mower.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, things are tough.
Oh, man, lie.
And he had Walter come out there, and he's talking to him about it. I don't know what he ever used, but he thinned them down pretty well. Seated Union did.
Yeah. You don't know what he used?
No, but he had one of them tanks.
There's just one thing he can use.
And he used it spraying eggplants, that same tank. He used to spray eggplants and watermelon and amazing things with. Yeah. They used that same tank with a nozzle and had an agitator in it, kept it churned up.
Yeah.
And it's got a wheel, you know, a tractor wheel. And just put it over the patch, you can pull it, you know, in third or fourth gear.
Yeah.
And go ahead and do a lot of it in a little while. Because it carried, you know, about eight foot, I think, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Now the boom sticking out wider than it was. It was regular track, you know, like
the
track.
Well, they get it by the 5 gallon can, that 2-4-D.
That's right. But to tell me now that you got to have a permit and your count is. You hear anything about that?
Not for 2-4-D.
I know. No, that's a DDT.
Yeah. 2,4-D is the only one I use, because it's not poisonous.
This other stuff, now Lucille, that girl out there.
Now this is not weed killer. You understand that?
No. That's 2,4.
This don't kill nothing.
No.
Now if you make it very strong, if you sow it out there, it might singe the grass a little bit, but not very much, not enough to bother it.
But this weed killer, no, it'll kill anything.
It'll kill everything it hits.
Yeah. That's what you want.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, I got this little thing on the power table with a nozzle to it. And you can just drive along in the tractor, and what I do, I drive up there in the middle of a batch of it and just set that, put it in gear and turn it on.
Turn it on and
as far as you can reach.
Yeah, give it a light sprinkle, huh?
Just give it a light sprinkle. Don't even, you know, don't even stop on it. Just sprinkle it. Well, then wait a couple of days and do it again.
You got enough to make you and him one mess.
But what you got to do, you got to be sure you want to do it on a day when the sun is hot.
That's what I think.
When the vegetation, when the plant's growing. Yeah. If you do it on a cloudy day, it don't do so well. Okay. Now, what Maxie, you know, was worrying about his out there, and he's going to get Pete Smith or somebody like that to do it for $2 or $3 an acre. He'd have to get it done all over again for another $3 an acre.
Look at that Elbert there. We've got all kind of weed in there. Now, are you been told where we're going to mow that hay? It's good enough to save you, but the water, that old, I call it stink weed. It looks kind of like a dog pound, but it's got a little different fuzz on it. You know what kind of weed that is? I'm not familiar with it.
No, I'm not familiar with a lot of these weeds.
But it's smelly weed. It's smelly weed. But Elbert's got a lot of that in that thing. But to say the cow to go ahead and eat that smelly weed, you know, and it's worth saving. I told Dippy it's worth saving of it. That boy puts, you know, about 300 pounds of fertilizer there, you know.
Well,
and the clover coming up, it got some clover. That next to the road there, see, it's 20,
Eric, let's work
25
this out.
35 acres there, see.
Now, you take a weed, a plant like dog fennel, or pokeberry, mowing won't get them.
No.
Because that root's there.
That's right.
But now, most of these weeds, all you got to do, and grasses and all like that, weeds, all you got to do is mow them once, and their season's short, and that's the end of them. Just don't let them go to seed.
Well, look at them flowers. You seen them little white-headed flowers?
Yeah.
And they got them covered. Seeded Union mowed that on that side. Well, they saved the hay off. They got 1,100 bales, you know, last year off of that. A little better than 100 bales an acre. There's 12 acres in there, and I think. Got nearly 1,200 bales of hay.
Yeah.
More than what they thought for. But them flowers, they about to take it down around that route. He mowed it three and four, Frankie mowed it, you know, every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And the flowers are now, if you've been by there.
Is that right?
And they need something to kill them. They over getting it in here.
Yeah.
Now, he had Pete Smith come out then, like you say, it cost $2-3 an acre to go over it. But a lot of them weeds didn't kill.
Yeah.
And you say it won't kill them.
Yeah.
Of course, that it's enough grass of that coastal and enough of that Eubank Cove, you know, some of it up, you know, this high. But it's not too thick, see, with that grass there. But there's enough that you don't get 50 or 60 bales of hay.
Now, 2,4-D won't affect anything.
No. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
It's just whatever it affects.
That's the reason you
it'll get this crotalaria.
Yeah, it'll knock it out.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, it'll knock it. But of course, not too many people have it now.
Not anymore.
Pull it up.
No.
But there's still this old poke root and that old stink weed. That's what I have been dealing with.
Yeah.
I call it stink weed. You know, well, that's what I got in mind now. And I've got a few dog families in mind, you see them.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to mow them and kind of get by as I have to. I get my tractor and A-flame hair. I know what I'm doing. I'm cut the devil out and put it in rye. I told later and then follow it in something else. And they put some of it in the hair.
Oh, if you cultivate it tall, it'll get the dog family.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, but I done quit planting corn, so now then I'll have to go to planting soybean or either this millet.
But you.
Sorghum. It's, you can combine a sorghum, you know, it could feed, but you got to get dry in the facility to take care.
Why can't old Pawnee put in a little sorghum, or a little cane syrup?
He could, I think he tried it that one time.
You know,
he
that stuff, and when they make that right and cook it off, you see, you buy it from Lily.
But it's
company, and that's cut down so much, you know, you're not getting much. But if
you're talking molasses, though, what even like the old saying is, it's even at $2 a gallon, you can't make too much money.
You can't make it at $2 a gallon. Right. You could sell that $3 or $4.
Yeah, you do that, put it in a little bottle, and get 50 cents, you know, a bottle for it, something like that. Like sell whiskey, in other words, and take 5 gallon of liquor, you know, and make $300 out of it. That you used to.
Well, you could sell that. You could sell a gallon for the for way on up there.
Well, I enjoyed the visit and.
Everett,
turn on the light,
appreciate you bringing me all these goodies.
Yeah, quite well.
And you're going to come back now?
Yes, ma'am.
We'll make another day here. We'll cook up something else. We won't wait long. We're free enough this summer.
You don't have no company this
summer?
Oh,
we're going to have company.
No, we're just going to live a quiet life. And I'm just about ready to start coming up around here, too. You know, this last term up there, this is about time. Channel 2 right, and the end of the visit with Everett this Tuesday night, the 15th of June, 1971, around 500. Channel 2 right, around 500, the end of the visit with Everett this Tuesday night, the 15th of June, 1971. Channel 2 right, around 500, end of the visit with Everett this Tuesday night, the 15th of June,
1971.